Okay. So, Bikurim Perkyot Halachi Yudalit. Hashutfen Chayavin Bereshis Ages. Vuhushi Yad Bechela Kol Echad Mehen Kashir. Aval Chamesh Tzon Bilvad Shal Shnei Shutfen Peturin. Akan Lashona.
So there's no tziruf in the shear. So it seems from this that what? If you have to define this one halacha, how would you define it? I mean, the halacha presents a problem, right? Are shutfen one entity or not?
Right.
If they're one entity, so then chamesh tzon should be enough if it's the shel shnei shutfen.
And if they're not?
If they're not one entity, so then what is shutfus?
You mean why aren't they one entity?
What? Well, the question comes in a little more, because let's just go a little further.
Okay.
There actually is two sides to the question. Go ahead.
What's
the machlokas? Was the bialis of Shutfus is a poter, right?
Right.
So it was machlokas Rabbi Loi and the Chachamim, right? The Chachamim say Chayev, Rabbi Loi says poter. So if Shutfus is really like one entity, so then, if it's one entity, so then the shear of chamesh tzon for two shutfen should be good. Right, because one entity. Elamai shutfus is like two entities. So if it's like two entities, so what's the poter? I mean, I'm kind of the same question. Let's see how it works with it. Let's see how it works on it. Go ahead. So what's the machlokes? The machlokes seems to be is the bialis of shutfus a poter, right?
Yeah.
Bialis of shutfus a poter by reish, I guess. So it would seem from that machlokes that shutfus is a completely different bialis.
Right.
So why isn't the shear measured by the bialis? Right? I mean, that would seem to be the question. Why isn't the shear measured by the bialis?
I mean, you could argue that the Rabbanon hold that it's not a separate bialis. That's why it's higher.
They hold that what?
They hold that by the shutfus isn't a new bialis.
The chum hold that what?
They hold that shutfus isn't recognized
as
the
rest, I guess. As a different bialis?
Yeah.
That's hard to say, I mean. Because you have, for instance, by Chalo, the Rebbe Lezer's mode is Shutfen Chayavim. So, the Rebbe Lezer holds that by Reishis, I guess, they're Peturim, by Chalo, they're Chayavim. So you wouldn't say from the fact that by Chalo, they're Chayavim, that there's no such thing as Shutfen. That's a hard machlokes to say that the machlokes Tanayim is what should, whether there's a an institution of shutfis or not, or what shutfis is. Doesn't seem to be. That's too far ranging a machlekes. Know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. But then, so I'm just saying the question isn't monoshav. The question is given that shutfis is an institution, so now you explain the Rambam.
Now what?
No, that's fine.
So it was given that shutfis is an institution.
Right. So then, how do you work out the Rambam?
How do you work out the Rambam in the Shiurim?
Right. So then do you say either shutfis should be chayav or should be pater? How do you have the split?
Right, in other words, why should the shear be measured by the individual components of the entity?
Right.
The shear should be measured by the entity itself.
Right.
So, but he definitely paskins that the chayav. So he doesn't hold as a p'tur of shutfis. So that's the difficulty in the Rambam, right? Okay. Let's see what the Menachos Chinuch did with it.
So, Achen Ayin the Menachos Chinuch Shalchiach the Rambam Posek Rabbi Eloi Mehad the Posek Rambam the Perek Vav Mehuchas Bikurim Sham Le'inyin Chala De'isos HaShutfim Chayaves Bechala Af in Ein Bechela Kol Echa Mehen Kishir Rock the shutfus nukri who the be in a jay the chela kol echad mehen kashir. Right. The kasha the maishna voracious hagez the be in a dafka she hit the chela kol echad mehen kashir. Ubal korcha chod mitzra harambam shehi bechela kol echad kashir hu mishim de posik rabbi Eloi de shutfim keturim. Ba'al kain bechala hamavur bechulin daf kuflamet hesham de gam rabbi Eloi moda de shutfim chayavin. Ba'al kain posak de chayav gam im ein bechela kol echad min kashir. Akan dvarav.
Okay, so what's the minchas chinach? What's his Svar here. I mean, what's his mode of thinking?
Maybe he's not learning the machlokes whether the shem shutfim is a p'tor, but he's learning machlokes is our shutfim chayavim. You know, and if you hold the shutfim not chayavim, they're still chayavim in individuals.
So he learns, but what's his main point?
But if you hold the chayav, then it's the shear of a like an individual. If you say
Shilder Chayev,
and you're Chayev, and then they're together Chayev in the shear of what one individual would be.
In other words, he's motivated by the Svar that we mentioned.
Right.
That if you're going to say that Shutzim Machayovin, it's impossible to say that you need two shear. Correct?
Right.
And that's Menachas Chinuch Svar. That if you're going to say that Shutzim Machayovin, so the shear should be measured by the whole institution, not by the components of the institution. And you see by challah, what does he hold? That by challah really is the proof. Because by challah he paskins shutfin chayavin, because everybody holds shutfin chayavin there. And he paskins that what? That the shear is the shear for both. Same shear for both. Right? So far, me and the Menachos Chinuch Svar makes sense. And then that's his main argument. There's only one difficulty in his argument. What's the difficulty?
Why are they chayav if you have the shear of tam?
Right.
How can you just break shutfim off into your kingdom?
Why are they chayiv if you have the shear of 10? I mean, if shutfis is a different phenomenon, and a different entity, and not so, and not only a different entity, but the shear is measured by the entity, not by the components. So what would a little help you if you have a shear l'chol echad v'echad? I mean, isn't there a shutfus here? It's as if the minchasina holds that you say dalmei echad shutfus, but they treat them like yechidim. But the question is, how do you get shutfus to vanish? You know what I mean? From a logical standpoint, the Minchas Chinuch is maintaining that if you have a shear for kol echad v'echad, then the shutfus doesn't matter. But the question is, how does that work? I mean, how does that work? How do you say if you have a shear for each component that the entity is dissolved, is non-existent? See, so he answered one question, but he's running into a different problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, she was bothered by the problem of if the shutfin is an entity, so then you should only need one shear. That's what was bothering him. So he answered that by saying that shutfin are paturin over here. Because if shutfin were chayavin, they were one entity and you'd have one shear. So that's why he says shutfin apaturim. But what is he substituting for that? If you're going to say shutfin apaturim, so how does the fact that you have a shir l'chol echad v'echad make them chayav? There still is the bilus of shutfis, which inheres over the whole entity, and that bilus of shutfis is pater. So what does the shir do? What does the shir accomplish? What does the shir accomplish? Makes them echidim. What happened to the shutfus? In svara, that in svara is often the difficulty in the Minchas Chinuch. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. He gripped onto one side, but the other side doesn't work out. All right, want to go a little further?
Sure. When we're mitoch divrei haminchas chinuch, deheicha diyesh b'chela kol echad kashir, az leka gam l'rabi Eloi p'tura b'shutfas. Is that Sarah Ian? The hare hamavur b'chul and sham d'rabi levra b'nan pligi gam b'truma. U'b'truma hav b'vadai de'is b'chela kol echad mehen kashir. Bishuma halakha shira klau. The kol mitzas bifne atzma chaya bishuma.
Oh, so what does he do? So he says that that was the question we asked logically, right?
He's backing up with the case.
That you see, when you have a p'tur of shutfin, the kishir won't help you. Yeah, it's beautiful. He's backing it up with a case. But he's asking the same question that we're asking from a logical standpoint. He's backing it up with a case that shows clearly that the fact that you have kishir l'chol echad v'echad will not remove the poter of shutfus and the institution of shutfus. Cannot be removed because of that. Can't treat it, if it's a shutfus, you can't treat it like yechidim just because you have a shir. Okay. Elavadai.
The hafdina the shutfin peturim of Rabbi Eloi, who ben sheish b'chela kol achad kishir, or ben the infant b'chela kol achad kishir. And mishum the shutfas have a davar ha petur.
A poter.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't notice. V'afilu heichad is b'chela kol achad kishir. V'yesh dai b'chol chelak labad l'chaivo. We call Malcolm, call the file Shum Shutfus, Mukhtar Midin Shutfus.
Shame, you don't have Shame Shutfus?
The norm is Shum Shutfus.
have some. Shame, fine, shame.
New one? What is happening, new one?
Shame.
New one is terrible. I'm telling you, new one has terrible mistakes. I'm serious. I mean, it's not the first time I found serious mistakes in there. I don't know why do they do that?
The other one also, you have Potter?
Yes.
We have to tour.
Yeah.
Or a Potter.
Sure, Deborah Potter is really the right way. I wouldn't rely on that new one. I remember we found the they switched the names of the Ramban and the Rambam. It was impossible.
That's a tough one.
Shouldn't rely on that one. Yeah, okay, so therefore he says that what? So therefore he concludes, Elavade Dachmin Shifim Turn Lorelaza who Bain Shiesh Bechelekolachavishir Bain Shein Bain Bain Bechelekolachavishir. Which means logically the fact that there's a chelek in the shir, Bechelekolachavishir, has nothing to do. You see, he says it. And the fact that there's a chelek of kolecho at the echad is going to remove the shutfis. But if you look at the is chelek alecha kishir, the yesh dai bechel levad lechaiva, mikom makom, all the chayel shem shutfis, nifta midin shutfis. So in other words, he shows you logically, I mean, basically what we're saying, that you can't get rid of, that giving it a shir is not going to remove the concept of shutfis. That's Rav Chaim held. Is impossible. It's impossible. So it's an interesting thing. So you have, it's a funny thing. You have two gedolim looking at the same material, Reb Chaim and the Minchas Chinuch. And the question is, how do you understand the Rambam? Because the Rambam maintains that shutzin achayoven if you have kishir. So the Minchas Chinuch says that it's impossible that should work midin shutfis, because once you have midin shutfis, then the shear shouldn't, then the shear should be commensurate with the entity, and it should only be one shear. And held it's an impossibility to answer that point. Once to the Minchas Chinuch's mind, once you have shutfis, it's impossible to say. You need a shir l'cholecha v'echad. That's what prompted him. So therefore, he abandoned the idea of shutzis there, and he maintained that once you have shir l'cholecha v'echad, it's not midin shutzis. On the other hand, on the other hand, Reb Chaim held, I, according to him, what happened to the shutzis? That he held is resolvable somehow. He didn't explain it, but he held in his mind it's resolvable. Whereas Reb Chaim held the opposite. And that's not resolvable. Because once you have shutzis, even though you supply kashir l'chol echad ve'echad, you can't remove the shutzis. So that's not resolvable. But the other problem, when you have a shutzis, why you don't measure the shir by the entity of the shutzis and you measure it by the components, the yechidim, the bilim, that he held is not impossible to answer. So it's an interesting thing. You have two Gedolei Yisrael, both looking at the same problem, and the question is, which one does each one think is impossible to answer? You have two problems, and the two opposite approaches.
Rabbi?
Yes.
You think Reb Chaim was because Reb Chaim brings a raya from Truma's, you know, from the Truma case.
Right.
You think he held it in his svara that it was impossible, and it was just a raya, or? Like maybe he thought the svara could have been possible, but the case of Trumas is a disproof.
I don't think so, from the language of the way he writes Elavadai. So he really explains it. It's not just a factual thing. He seems to be the facts were unbelievable. I mean, they really knocked him out. But the idea, I think, is the main.
But in asking Akasha, it's better if you have a fact, because then you have rule on his far.
Well,
I'm saying, like, so why isn't he just asking the svara?
Well, I mean, you're always better off if you have an alien asking a cow, actually.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that is a kasha. It's a better kasha if you could rule it based upon fact.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Then we see that in the Gemara in Shabbos also, I think. In the Gemara in Bara. We had the same thing that I believe I remember.
Yeah, I remember that a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay,
Hatzishir.
No further questions.
Right, so that's the, but it's good to see the underlying approach, because that was definitely the Minchas Chinuch's approach. And Rav Chaim's approach is just the opposite. It's interesting, you have the same problem, and you can solve it one way or another way, but each way you solve it brings to light a different problem. So a lot has to do with which way you're going to go, with which way you think is impossible to go, and which way you sense there's a possibility. It's like Rav said, the Rav one time said about Rav Chaim's intuition, that as soon as he heard Akasha, he instantaneously could sense which way to go, where in the answer has to lie. Intuition. Okay, but his intuition was backed up with halacha. I mean, you're right. I mean, that's definitely the better way to ask a question if you have a fact. But I still say that even if he didn't have that fact from Chumma, he still would ask the question.
Right?
Yes.
Just in terms of the friend's logic, the logic of his question, it seems like he's asking the question because he's saying Shufas isn't only that it's not Chayev, but it's positively a Dara Poter.
Say that once more.
It's not just that Shufas is Pater from whichever Kli it is, Truma or Chara, Rishi Dei Sarah. But it's that it's a positive Dara Poter. It excludes it from it. It excludes the mitzvah from, it excludes the case of Shufas from the mitzvah.
Dover Poter.
Right. But it seems like logically he would accept a formulation of that it just is a Ptor. If you said it was just a Ptor, that logically you'd say that it is Chayev if it had the Shear, meaning you can split them apart. Because in terms of Mamonos, they do each have now Schus of a Shear. It's just that since Shufas is Dover Poter, it's not just Pater, but it's Dover Poter.
Right. Right.
But it seems like, logically, you could have a formulation where Shufas is Pata, but they'd be Chayiv Midin Yachid, since they do have Zchus Mamon in Mashiach. I mean, his problem doesn't seem to be the fact that you view them as Shufim and as Yechidim simultaneously.
Now, let me think of that. You mean you want to distinguish between the bialis of Shufis not being Machayev? Bilus of Shutfis being a Poter. Is that what you want to do?
Yes.
In other words, you're trying to answer the Minchas Chinuch.
Right, I'm saying you can't answer the case of Truma, but I'm saying even the way Rav Chaim formulates the question, it seems like logically he's willing to tolerate the other way.
What's the other way?
That Shufas is just Pata. Because he says it doesn't fit in with Truma.
You're trying to answer the Menachas Chinuch. The Menachas Chinuch says that what? That Shutfin is Peturin by Rashi's Aged. So you're saying, what does it mean, Shutfin Peturin? It means that they're not Chayovin. But what you ask, Yishir L'cholach of the Echod, so then there'll be Chayiv. Trying to think of this logical formulation. You're trying to enter Menachas Chinuch. I'm just trying to think if that worked. That what? That Shutfin is one entity. In Shutfis, Chayev. Amidin's Hussein Mamon will be Chayev. Chayev is Hussein Mamon. I guess. Otherwise, you're saying Menachas Chinuch is saying, I mean, that's nice to answer Menachas Chinuch, that you're saying Menachas Chinuch is saying that Midin Shutfis really is the putter. But why Yechayev Kashir? It's a separate Machayev of the Enschus Emom and not in the Bilus. That's what you want to say, right? Yeah, but then what would his kasha be from Truma? Truma is different.
Why?
Because maybe Truma is not the Schus Emoma that's Machayev.
And with the Mishnah put them together.
Yeah, it's the same Achorkas. Yeah, but it doesn't mean. Yeah, but they don't argue in all the cases. In other words, by Rashi's, I guess, is Machlokas. By Chala, there's no Machlekes, because there are Blazol Shifin is Chayavim. And by Truma, there is a Machlekes.
I mean, you can't assume that Truma is different than Chala without some way of making a Chiluk between them.
But you gotta say this isn't Chalim between Rashi Aged, right?
I mean, that's what the Mishnah kind of obviously would have to go into that instead of trying to answer that question. But it is a problem to assume that difference, that distinction. That Rashi Aged works by Schus Emamon, whereas Tchuma works only in the essential
Shay. Rashi Aged works by Schus Emamon, and Tchuma works by the Bilus. Well, I still don't understand what the question would be from Truma. Because you could say that Shutfis is Potter. of by Rashis Hages, right? But by Rashis Hages, the Zechus and Mammon are Machayev, whereas by Truma, the Zechus and Mammon are not Machayev.
Isn't that a big fetish to say that
Moshe
Gaze and Shmuel just function fundamentally different?
Well, I mean, you see, they do find, they all function fundamentally different. I mean, you can't, I mean, you see that Chala functions differently than Reish Gaze.
And that's the Gemara points out, that there's a difference, that one is the entity of the bias of Shifrin is Chayef, one it isn't. But now you're saying that in the whole structure, you know, in Potter Kula, Truma and Reish Gaze are different. In that one of them views only the entity of the Bible, and the other one not only views the entity of the Bible, but also views the Sfas and Mammon.
This is where it is, it's on the mouth.
I know, it does make it impossible.
Yeah, what I'm saying, like, it's definitely a thing. Al-Badai, there's no Filah.
That's what he seems to be saying.
I mean, it doesn't
sound like the Filah says you have to come up with.
And whatever the impossibility is going to say is not actually impossible because the Minkas Kinnah knew the Gemara and didn't hold it was impossible.
What's that?
So you have to focus on whether it's impossible. There's different kinds of impossible. I don't think it's practically impossible.
I would rather say that I agree with you, that's a good approach for the Minkas Kinnah, that the Shusein Mammon are really, probably held that way. That the Zechus and Mammon somehow are Machayev. But I don't think Reb Chaim held that he could bypass the institution of the Bailus. But that's equally impossible. Because the Shutzis is really is indissolvable. And you can't just look away from the Shutzis. Machlekes is in the institution of the Shutzis. And the Zechus and Mammon would not be Machayev. That doesn't, I don't think that holds water.
So then why does Reb Chaim need to go into the whole idea that Shifrin is a potter? Why don't you say that Shifrin have no fear? And since Shifrin have no fear, then there is no fear altogether. I mean, what's forcing Reb Chaim to go into the whole double of potter? And that even though you have Kol Echad, like, even though you have enough in each one, Mechaiva, like, Kol Echad Shem Shifrin, Nifter Yim Shifrin.
Like, it's not just missing
in Shukos, it's that Shukos is the only thing which could be Machayev, because that's the only Bayan left.
What's the question?
Just the way the Chaim phrases it at the end, like, he seems to be emphasizing that the case of Truma proves that it must be that it's, that Shukos is not only Pater, but it's a positive Tor.
It's a cause of Tor.
Right, but why do you need the idea of a Ptur? Because according to what you're saying, that Zechus and Mammon is not enough to be Machayev, even if it wasn't a Ptur, it just wasn't Machayev, that's all you need.
I don't know if you can be Dayak that way. I don't know if you can be Dayak that way. What he's saying is a Dover Poter, because Bailus in general is Chayev. So the institution of Shutzis is a Poter. I don't think you can that he's poter as opposed to it's not chayev. I mean, I don't...
I mean, just not only the word he used, but the whole last sentence.
Which is the last sentence?
Like, Yafil hekel ish b'cheret kol echad kishia, v'yesh dai b'chol cheret levad, b'chayva, v'kol makom kol d'chay al shem shukvas, nifta yigim shukvas.
Exactly. That's perfect.
Why is that perfect? It's
poter midin shukvas.
Right, but he says, even though everyone really, they should be chayev because of each one on their own, but why do you say they should be tied because each one on their own? According to you, each one on their own doesn't have any existence. They can only be viewed as shifter.
Well, that's what he's saying. He's saying even though there's a chelik l'chol echad v'echad, but the shame shutfis is nifter. Same, the shame shutfis is utter.
Wait, but the chelik still exists.
Yeah, but the chelik doesn't mean anything because the that's what he's saying. He's saying the chelik doesn't matter. The shear doesn't matter. Because the shame shutzis is the ikker. And once you have a shame shutzis, so then it's potter.
But he's recognizing the fact that each one has a chelak, and it's
reviewed as... Oh, yeah, but he's saying that's meaningless.
That's because there's a ptur shutzis.
Because you don't look at the chelak. What you look at is the bailus. And the bailus is shutzis.
So
we're
obviously Kotor, or just once it's a shift verse, it's a new bialis, which is not Chayev. It's like a fear from the bias of individuals. That's a positive for Torah.
I don't think I think it's the same thing. I don't think it makes any difference. I don't think it's a din of a poter. It's a poter, but it's a poter from the chiyah. I don't think any difference. I don't think there's. I don't think it means to emphasize an idea with that. Like he says later, call. By the way, what the other gear said, poter?
Yeah. Maybe that's what they're changing it.
Could be. I mean, it could be. I mean, I don't know the original sources. It could be. But to me, poter didn't mean the special din of a poter. Just like he says, kol d'chayel shem shutzis mifter. Din shutzis. I didn't get the idea as a separate poter. I mean, that's pretty hard to be medayik that way in the replayim. That's what I was there. That's the way he sums it up later. So it comes out that that's the question. But you're definitely right. I think it's a good point Yaakov's making, that the Minchas Chinuch must have held that there's a special halacha of Schus and Mammon there. That is, if you have Schus and Mammon, so the Schus and Mammon are going to be Mechayev. But Rav Chaim held that that's not really, that's not a formulation. That's not a legitimate formulation. Because the Mechayev isn't Chusim Mammon, Mechayev is totally in the Bailus. And the Bailus is, once you say Shutfus is Pater, it wouldn't make any difference if there's Chusim Mammon. To say that there's a new halach of Chusim Mammon by what do you call it, by Reishis Agez, is to take the Machlokes out of its logical realm. That's what I would say. But anyway, okay, so yeah, it's an interesting thing. I mean, like I said, it's an interesting thing to see the way two minds look at the same problem and where each one searches for the solution. Each one thinks the solution is possible. But the Minchas Chinuch was clear. He held, his main idea was, that, which is an idea, I guess that's a common idea, that if Shutfus is in one entity, the Shear must be according to that entity. That's what held him fast. He couldn't get, he couldn't remove that idea. And I think most people would agree with him. So then you have to juggle around the other way. Rav Chaim held no, that this is the other way is actually impossible. To say that there's a shutfus and just an opportunity, and that once you have the shear that it's chayev, that's impossible, because it's still, you can't get rid of the shutfus, the institution of shutfus. And the machayev has to be, either machayev is on shutfus or not on shutfus. If the machayev is on shutfus, so then you're going to have the problem that you don't need two shirim, and if it's no machayev on shutfus, so the shirim won't help you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was wondering about that, too. What's the case over there? What's the case?
So
that would be a nice one to define. That is a shutfin is chayevas. But shutfus with a nachri, you need. I know, I saw that in passing. I thought it would be a nice one to define.
Yeah, that's the
point. Yes, go ahead. because only the Yisrael is chayev, right? Only the Yisrael is chayev. So the bialus of shutzis is okay. There's nothing wrong with the bialus of shutzis. But since only the Yisrael is chayev, so you can't view it as one entity with regard to chayuva. It's only the Yisrael that's chayev. And the fact that his bialus is wrapped up in a shutzis, that's not a mafkia. Because the character of shutzis is not a mafkia. The only thing is that over there you're going to need the shear for the Yisrael. Because he's the only one that's chayev. But anyways, that's a... Because it's only a shame chala vis-a-vis the Yisrael. It's not a shame chala vis-a-vis the Nachri.
So is that
not a shepos? What? So is that not a shepos, or is it a shepos? Is it not a shepos? Is it not a shepos? Well, I don't hear you. You got to talk a little closer to the phone.
So is that a shepos, or is it not a shepos? Are you saying because
Yisrael's chayav
and the Nachri is not
chayav,
it automatically breaks it up?
Right. In other words, the shame chala is only a shame chala vis-a-vis the Yisrael. So it comes out that it's a Yisrael, that the shame chala is only a shame chala vis-a-vis the Yisrael. Now, what kind of bialus does Yisrael have? He has a bialus of shutzis. Bialus of shutzis is okay. But the Shem Chal is only a Shem Chal vis-a-vis the Yisrael, so you're going to have to measure by the Yisrael.
How do you measure by the Shem
Chal? What?
How do you measure by the Shem Chal? There is no bias of the Yisrael here, it's just the bias of the Shem Chal.
Even the bias of Shem Chal with the Yisrael is an entity which is Chayav, or is an entity which is Chayav.
Right. Yeah, let's let that one go. And it's maybe it's speculation. I mean, yeah, it's. Let's let it go. I mean, it's got to be something like that. The thing is, I don't know how much you can formulate without. You know what I mean? How far you can go with the formulation over here. I haven't gone much further than that. What did you want to say, Yaakov?
If the Schuss Mammon way, though, I think would explain it then.
Hey, what's Schuss Mammon?
Like that really Schuss Mammon is Machayev. It's just that when you have by Rashi the Gaze and Truma, the Shem Shutfus is a Ptur. So therefore, even though you have a separate reason to be chayav, but it's a davar apoter, so it's excluded. But by chala, where there's no exclusion, there it's just that the shutfus lacks a chayav because it's of an akli. So now you'll be able to view the individual in terms of schus mama.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how. I don't know because it seems like there's a lot of ways to formulate it. Need more information, I think. But anyway, let's stick to Rashi, I guess. The main point. Okay. It's Reb Chaim held that it's possible to have the din shutzis. And yet you should require shiur l'cholecha v'echad. Okay, go ahead. V'adam l'chalak ha-Rambam.
V'adam l'chalak ha-Rambam. Bein chala l'reishis ha-geist. De b'chala mitzdarek shal shnehem l'shiura. Ubarishas Agesh in a Dafka Shehi the Felkol Echad Kishir. Nira, the Haina Mishim, the Haluka Chala Merishas Agesh. The Bachala, Ikra Fiuva, Vishiura, Have Rak Al Guf Hachetze Shal Haisa. The Chol Dahavia, Isa Shehi Kishir, Netbelas, Umechayevas Bachala. The Alkain, Mitzdarfi Lazer, Gam Mishne Bailam Miuchadim. Even Diyesh Khan, we call Makom Isas Shir Hanet Belas Lachala. Mash Enkin Bereshis Ages. Achre Delfina Mikroa de Ena Tovelas. Hadar Dina de Enkin Chiyuva Klal al Guf Hathatze Shel Hadizas. Rak al Habailam, who de Chayel Chiyuva. The Chayin Sirif Shir de Chamisha Tzon, Gamkin Lohavi Behathatze Shel Hadizas. Ukidahazina, the Gambagazas Hashniel, Achar Mechiras Gizus Harishona, Gamkin Pasakaran Bam, the Halachatazvav Sham, the Chaya of Gracious Agate. The Afagav, the Laka Gabe Klau, Fetza Gizus, Hamisha Tzon, Kim the Mohar Achas, Kodem Gizus Haverta. Umikom Makom Hazina, the Chaya of Gracious Agate. Ubal Korchach, Shmanga, the Iker Tsirov Shirov, and Rak Lagabe Abilam. The Begizas Chamisha Tzon was Chayev Bereshis Hagez. The Al Kain Mitzdarfi Gam Bazeh Acharzeh. Ulfiza Lo Mitzdarfi Rak Bechad Bailam, Aval Betrei Bailam, Lo Yuchu Litzdarf Klal Bishiram, Kimin De Ein Kan Din Siruf Bahachavze Shal Gizas Klal. The Gam De Kimin De Hathiyev Chayel Rak Al Habailam. In Kain Me'achar Dechol Echad Bechnei Atzmo, Lek Agave Shira Sheh Tzachayev Anu. Memela lo shayach shehe echad misayi lachabira b'chiyuvo, lo mitzdarfi yachar. V'zehu sheposak de b'inan shehe b'chira kol echad mehen kishir. Mishim de b'lav hachi chasar shiura. Aval in hakinami de b'ikar hadin de shitfus, pisa kachachamim de shitfus, lo miftura. Kamo shekazabim.
This is an important Reb Chaim, I think, in terms of the idea of shitfus. Yeah, so what happened to the, after, just to follow our line of reasoning here, what happened to the insurmountable question that if the Shitzvus is one entity, that the Shia should be in line with that one entity? That was the Minchas Chinuch problem.
I mean, that didn't seem between you as one entity.
Right, she's
called the Mishneh Balam
Miyukhara. Right. The line is one God or system.
So, apparently, Reb Chaim learns that in Shutfis, you can't say in Shutfis it's one Bailam. If, in other words, the Torah is Machayev a person in a Matnas Kona. Okay, so it's Machayev a Gavra, and it's Machayev the Gavra in a Mitzvah's Matnas Kona. So the Mitzvah's Matnas Kona has to be on the Gavra. It can't be on a Shutfis. Shutfis is an institution. An institution is Mechayev and Mitzvahs. It's the Gavra that's Mechayev and Mitzvahs. So therefore, Reb Chaim says that in Shutfis, you have two Gavras that are involved in one entity of Bailus. So in the Shutfis, it's not the Halacha that it's one entity, so to speak, that is one Gavra. That you can't make a one Gavra. You can't make Shutfis and Mechayev and Mitzvahs. I mean, the Shutfis is... It's the Gavra that's Chayav B'mitzvahs. If Shutfin are Chayav B'mitzvahs, it's because each Gavra is Chayav B'mitzvahs. Not because the new Gavra of a Shutf is Machayav. There's no new Gavra of a Shutf. So therefore, Reb Chaim is saying that since the mitzvahs ratios of Matnas Kohen is a mitzvah on the Gavra, so the Shear has to be measured by the Gavra. Now, the Gavra is involved in an institution of Shutfis in terms of his bailus. Now, the question is that kind of a bailus the bilus of shutfis, is that a poter or not? That's the question. So that's the machlokes, Rabbi Loi and the Chachamim. If you say the gavra of a, if you say not the gavra, sorry, if you say the bilus of shutfis is a poter, that Rabbi Loi holds his poter and the Chachamim holds chayev. But even if you hold like the Chachamim that it's chayev, so you're saying that the bilus of shutfis is chayev. But who's involved in the bilus of shutfis? Two gavras. And the matnas kahuna, which is a mitzvah, has to be measured in terms of the gavras that are involved in the reish leges. That's the replan. Oh, that's by reish leges, where the shear is measured in terms of the bilus. So it's how much he owns that's machayevim. You own a certain amount of reish leges, then you're chayev. You own that amount, you're potter. So it's the ownership that is machayev. But by chala, the shear is in the chefta. So since the shear is in the chefta, so this once you have the shear, now it doesn't matter if you don't have the shear cholecho v'echo, because the realm of the shear is in terms of the chefta, because it's nizvelas. It's matir the fact that it's nizvelas shows that the shear is on the chefta. So this chefta requires a matnas kona, requires truma. So once that's the case, it doesn't matter whether the bilum don't have a shear, because the shear is not related. It's not a shear in the ownership. It's a shear in the chefta. And the bilus, since the bilus on the chefta is a bilus of shutfis, which is not mafkiya, so then it'll be chayev. Maybe I'm not explaining it clear enough. In other words, it's like a dover or osser. So a dover or osser, you're not going to say that the two shutfin, it's going to be any different. Because a dover or osser is a chefta that's a dover asa. So the fact that it's not kashir to each one is not going to make any difference. Who wants me to, maybe not explaining good enough. You can hear what he's saying, but maybe we're not tacking down the final nail on there.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
So is that why maybe Rabbi Loi holds that, even he'll agree that Shutfin are chayev?
By where?
By Chala. No, maybe he holds by, since it's a chatzah, it wouldn't even make sense to have a Torah Shutfin there.
That's hard to say.
You could have the Torah Shutfin even if it's in the Chatzah.
You could have what?
The Torah Shutfin, even if it's in the Chatzah.
I mean, as far as clear, to express it is not that easy. In other words, if you have a chefta that's aser, and it's machayev and chala, it's nitzelas, machayev and chala, and the shear is in the shear in the chefta, so the fact that you have two bilim is not going to make any difference. You don't need a shear for the shear is not a shear of the, is, in other words, not a shear in the ownership. Not a shear in the ownership. So then, as long as you say that any kind of ownership is chayev, you're going to be chayev. See, by reishis, I guess, the shear is in the ownership. You're chayev if you own a certain amount. So therefore, you're going to need shear l'chol echad v'echad. But by chala, the shear is not a shear in the ownership. It has nothing to do with the ownership of the bialim. It has to do with, it has to be owned. That's true. It has to be owned. But there's no shear. It's not a shear in how much you own. It's a shear in the entity. So as long as you have the entity and you have a din of ownership, so you're going to be chayev. Yes. Do you see the difference, though? Does it make sense?
Yes.
In other words, the fact that it, the fact that the idea of shir l'cholecha v'echad is an alien idea, because that's only where the shir is measured by the ownership of the bialim. So you have two bialim involved in a shutfus, where they each have ownership, and the shir l'cholecha v'echad. Because shir is in the bialus, and each one has bialus. Okay? Each one has bialus. The only thing is the bialus is wrapped up in an institution of shutfus. But it still is bialus. So since the mitzvah is on the bialim, and if the bialim has X amount, so you have chayim holz. So you have chayim holz and shutfus. In shutfus, each one has a din bialim by himself. Each one has a din gavr of a baal by himself, but it's wrapped up in an institution of shutfus. It's a bialus of shutfus, but the gavra is still the separate gavra of a bialim, and the mechayev is that if you have a bialus of X amount, then you chayev. That's the mitzvah, matnas kahuna. But it's not matir the cheftza. It's a mechayev on the because you have X amount of an object. But over there by Yichala, it's not because you have X amount. Not because you have a certain amount that you have. So the shear has nothing to do with the with how much bilus you have on it. You need bilus, but the shear has to do with the cheftz. It's a separate issa. The cheftz is tevel unless you're mafresh. So it has nothing to do with the shear and vis-a-vis the bilum. It just has to do with the fact that there is a bialus. And once you say the bialus of shutfus is chayev, so then even if there isn't kishir l'cholecha v'echad, because it's not measured in terms of the bialus of the shear is not measured in terms of the bialus, she is measured in terms of the entity. So why would you have to have the shear on the bialum? Doesn't make any sense.
But it still is the entity as it is owned.
The entity what?
As it is owned.
As its own.
Because it's not just the entity, you can't even sell it to people who own each other. Like, you have Chetishir and Chetishir, two different people, that's not going to be decided.
That's correct. That's correct. I mean, it has to come under a bialus. Under one bialus.
It's a shir in the chetzer which is owned, which chetzer is high.
Right.
But in terms of the system of bios, it still is one institution. Right.
How does that work? Why is that? Why shouldn't I say that even if they weren't shutfin, it's too high because the cheftz is a shir?
Even if they weren't shutfin, because there's no bios on it. It has to. In other words, the entity. If they're two separate people that if they're not shutfin, you mean?
Yeah, but
that's
why is it lacking shear?
You need it together.
What do you mean?
It's one
because then the bialus will split the, then since they're two separate bialum, so it splits the chafsa. Yes, two chafsas. Just because Isa is near yours doesn't make it one insofar as bialus is concerned. Two separate Isas.
Seer comes to the bialus. Seer doesn't come to the substance
when you
mix together.
What?
Seer from the two parts comes to the bialus for one, not from the substance when you mix together.
That's correct. That's correct. Then it's two separate chalas. Yes.
According to the side that Rishi is here in the Bible, right?
According to the what? Hey, you gotta get a little bit closer to the phone, okay?
That the Shia versus the Gezer, Hamishah Stone, is a Shia in Bios, not a Shia in Hatsa.
Right, Rashi, I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
So now, what I understand is once you're saying that Shifras is an entire Bios, and even though it's true that the Shifras isn't high in Mitzvahs, but only individuals are, but Bios is a Mammon's concept. There is no Bios of Yachid extent. How could you have a Shia of a Bios of Yachid if there isn't?
See, that's an interesting thing. That's why I think this Reb Chaim is an important one. Because I think this Reb Chaim really defines what Shutfus is. That Shutfus is, Reb Chaim holds that Shutfus is individual bilus, which is wrapped up in an institution of Shutfus. There's an institution of Shutfus. There's an institution of bilus. But still, it's still individual bilum.
There's no bilus of a Shutfus?
There's no, in other words, there are two gavras that are bilum over here. And the vehicle of bilus is a vehicle of shutzis. But the bilus, they still are separate bilum. It's not one bilus. That's why I wanted to do this one. Because I think it's the only case I know of where you see really a clear definition of what Shutfus really is. Because everybody learns Shutfus is like one bilum. That's a very confusing idea. What do you mean it's one bilum? It's two gavras. According to Reb Chaim, it's two bilum that are using a certain vehicle of bilus. The vehicle of bilus is Shutfus. Shutfus is a different vehicle of bilus than the bilus of Yochid. But in terms of bilus, there's still individual bilus. There's no bilus of a Shutfus. Because for Baal, you need a Gavra. And there's no Gavra of a Shutfus. You can't make an artificial Gavra. So that's why Chaim is right. He distinguishes. Because otherwise you'd have no Bilum. So Shutfus is two Bilum. Because you can't make one, you can say it's one. I think the confusion is because people say it's one Bilus. So then in your mind, in your imagination, you think it's one bilum. Reb Chaim is distinguishing between that. That you could say it's one bilus, which means it's one vehicle in terms of bilus. But in terms of bilum, it's two separate bilum. Because a baal has to be a real person. Has to be a real gavra. Whereas you can't have a baal of a shutfus. But most people, I think, don't examine it, and they assume that the bilus of Shutfus is like one bilus, like the two people are merged together into one big baal. But that's not true. There's no such, that would be a fantasy baal. There's no such thing. You wouldn't have any halachas like that.
So it's two bilum and one bilus, or it's two separate biluses also? It's two separate biluses.
Two separate bilum and two separate bilus. But the vehicle of the bilus is Shutfus. Shutfus is a vehicle of bilus. It has certain parameters, it has certain characteristics to it. Shutfus and Shutfus, you're entering into a different vehicle of bilus. It's not a new bilus in the sense that the bilum have changed. Each baal is still a baal, but his vehicle with which he exercises his bilus is different. You know what I mean? That I think has to be clear. So I think that's the main point there.
Right?
Yeah. Is it clear though?
I think so.
Not sure.
Ready? We're going to pass on.
In other words, in terms of the Shem Bilum, the Shem Bilum, who is the Bilum? The Bilum are the individual Gavra. A Bilum, a Baal can only be Yachid. But how his bialis is going to be expressed, and the rights of his bialis, and the exercising of his bialis, that's through the vehicle of shutzis. But that vehicle of shutzis does not obliterate the, doesn't take two people and make them into one.
Why isn't that any type of ownership?
Yeah, but what does it mean, ownership? That's what he's explaining. It's not a new type of owner.
Right, it's an ownership.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me. I understand if it's two different owners, but one ownership. That I would understand if you said that. You're saying it's still two separate ownerships? Still the ownership of a yacht and the ownership of a yacht?
Well, see, the word ownership is bad. Because ownership is just going to lead to more confusion.
And bias.
Yeah. I mean, you have to distinguish between the bialis. When you say the word bialis, do you mean the bialim? There is a reference to the bialim. Then they're exactly the same as in any other bial.
Right.
But if you're saying the way each bial can exercise its ownership, then shutzis is a modification of that.
Okay, but shouldn't the shear be a shear in that? Shouldn't be sharing the divers of the. It's not sharing the individuals, it's sharing the buyers itself.
Oh, but that's what I'm showing, that over here it makes perfect sense to say the shear is in. Over here it makes perfect sense to say that the shear is in terms of the individuals. Why? Because it's matnas kahuna. And matnas kahuna is machayev you, and depending on how much you own. So it makes perfect sense to go by the bialim over here. And the fact that the bialim exercise their ownership through a vehicle of shutfis shouldn't play any role. Unless you hold that the vehicle of shutfis is itself a poter. And as a matter of fact, now the word poter maybe is more exact. Because it means that really the bialim is chayev. But if his bialis is wrapped up in an institution of shutzis, so it's a poter. There I would say the word poter is significant. You know what I mean? It depends on the type of. Depends on the type of owner, type of bialis that he wants to, the vehicle, it depends on the vehicle of bialis that he wants to tie his bialis to. That's the clearest way to understand it. Now, with shutzis is a vehicle of bialis. It's not a new bialis, it's a new vehicle of bialis. That's what I think comes out from Chaim's definition.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking maybe this enhances why he doesn't like the Michel Steinhoff's idea.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because if you viewed Shutfim as a different gavra, so then you could have tried to have a svara that the gavra of the Shutfim is pater, but you could be mechayev the gavras of the individuals. I mean, but since Rukhani said there's no such thing as a gavra of the Shutfim, the only question is there are yechidim who are involved in a certain kind of violence. So either that kind of violence is chayev or that kind of violence is pater. There's no room to make that chila.
Therefore, what?
So the thing is that Reb Chaim couldn't accept the Michel Steinhoff's type of an idea.
Which idea?
That the idea is that the bialim is pater, the shutfus is pater, the shutfim is pater, but they're chayiv as individuals.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because that's assuming there's like two different gavras. Like the gavra of the bialis would be pater, the shutfus would be pater, but you'll still look at them as different gavras as you feed them.
Say it again.
The way the Michel Steinhoff had it was that the gavra of the shutfim is potter, but still the individuals, you can be mechayev them as individuals.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But I'm saying, but that's if you look at shutfim as like a different gavra of bialis.
Right.
Then you say you could the potter as that gavra, but the chayiv is the gavra of yechida.
Right.
But according to Chaim, there's no different gavras. It's just yechidim who are involved in a bialas of shutzvas.
Right, a vehicle of shutzvas.
Right, a vehicle of shutzvas. Now either that vehicle is one which is chayiv, or that vehicle is one which is potter.
And once it's potter,
then it's potter. Then you can't say, well, now we'll look at them as yechidim.
That's true. Maybe that's why the word potter is very good. That's what it means. When you go back to that word, now it makes sense.
It has to be a potter.
Has to be a potter. Because the individual is really chayev in terms of his ownership.
Same individual.
Same individual. The only thing is that the vehicle he's using is a potter. It's not, you're right. It's not that the shutzim, because according to Menachas Chaim, the shutzim are one entity. Right? There's a difference in the concept of shutfas. I think you're right. That's good. But I think from this Reb Chaim, you really could walk away with a definition of shutfas. A clear idea of shutfas. From this Rambam. But the what you're saying is true. Say it again the way the Menachas Chinuch. I mean, I like the way you're saying it.
So the next thing that holds that if you look at the Gavra of the Shutfim as a new Gavra of Bailas, so he's saying that Gavra is Potter, but you could still be Mechayev them as Gavras of Yechidah.
That's right.
But that's assuming that you posited that the Gavra of Shutfus is a different kind of a Gavra.
That's right.
But according to Chaim, there's only one Gavra, it's the Gavra of Yechidah.
That's right.
It's just a different vehicle. So now either that vehicle is a Potter or it's not a Potter.
You got it exactly right. Put it perfectly. That's very good. So the Machlokes in Minchas Chinuch and Reb Chaim really boils down to the concept of Shutfus. I think Minchas Chinuch learns the way everybody learns Shutfus. The way intuitively you learn it. You hear the idea of shutzis. But Rav Chaim really analyzed it precisely, gave it a precise definition. But it's good because now you really know the idea of shutzis. Yet the Minchas Chinuch went the conventional way with shutzis. One gavra. So you could say that this one gavra of shutzis is really potter, but still there's yechidim. So you could view them as both. I mean, you view them as one entity, and then forget about the one entity, but now you view them as yechidim. But according to Reb Chaim, you can't, they're only yechidim. They're only yechidim. So if they're only yechidim, so then the question is the vehicle a correct vehicle or not? And if it's not, it's not. Nothing's going to help you. The shear won't help you. That's what you're saying, right?
Right.
That's exactly right. Very good. Very good. Okay, any other points? Yeah.
You're assuming that, I think your premise here is that once you're saying the vis-a-vis mitzvah, the shutzvos is individuals, so then it must be that that's how shutzvos works out din amamonos also.
Right.
Now, you can't split up and say that really shutzvos is a new gavra vis-a-vis amamonos, but when it comes to mitzvah, then it's a din of yechidah.
Right, that's right, because it doesn't make sense, because the din of a baal is also a din of a yachid.
But you couldn't split that up. You couldn't say that it's different. They're saying the mitzvah is going to have to make recourse to the categories of vitals of mamonos.
That's right. And not only that, it makes sense. Just like it makes sense in terms of mitzvahs.
Right. It's the same thing.
Baal is a yachid. It makes sense in terms of dina mamonos that a baal is a yachid.
Right.
But if you're right, if you would have said that the Bilam are one, then you couldn't work it out over here. Because how are you going to say each one has the shear if it's one Bilus? So Shutfus is really two Bilam that are engaged together in a specific vehicle of expressing the individual's bilus. But in terms of bilim, they're individuals, just like ordinary bilim. And that's why the shear can relate to them. Because when you read the Reb Chaim and his answer, there's one question that keeps bothering you. Namely, but what about the fact that it's one bilus? Really clear that point up.
Right, so there's no such thing as one
bias. What's that? No such thing as one bias.
So you think his idea is that bias is a phenomenon of Gavra. You can't say we own something.
Right.
It's just that I own it and you own it. We could own it through a joint vehicle, but...
That's right. That's correct. But each one has a din of an owner. There's no joint owner. There's a joint vehicle which the owner can use to express. It'll be a different expression of his bilus. Limit his bilus, enhance his bilus, whatever. But it's an expression.
He's not explicit about it. It's like universality. That's a question, no?
Not what?
He's not explicit about it. It's a fetish in Shutfus in general.
In the way he writes it, you mean?
Yeah.
In this paragraph?
Yeah.
He's not explicit.
He doesn't really
bring it to the...
Friend of a Shutfus.
Right. He kind of leaves it. He just
right.
leaves you with a problem because...
Right.
The problem is an open problem of what about the one bilus?
Right. Right. It's just implicit that he just doesn't hold to that idea.
That's right.
He never really... That's just like our Habmi now, how it would be. He's just writing it the way he sees it.
Yeah.
It's like that's an
premise.
Yeah, it's like an unspoken premise.
Unspoken premise.
But that idea doesn't make any sense, so it must be... Yeah.
What's that?
That
would have been nice. That would have been very nice. Well, it's a nice piece because you don't need much sources. I mean, it's just mainly ideas. And Minchas Chinuch is nice. I mean, his is the, that's the way everybody would approach it. Interesting, the Groh approach it like the Reb Chaim.
Rather, can we go back, maybe we should go back to that other problem about the guy?
I don't mind if you want to talk about it.
Yeah, I don't have any sense. Just like maybe if you reconsider it in light of the idea.
Okay, so what is the halacha over there? Let's make sure we get the halacha straight. He's a separate pilot. No, it's a tough one. All right, where are you guys working out?
So we're going to have the question, like, if you have two yourselves, you don't have a shit pot, they put their dough together, that's not a tzir.
And what, say it again?
Like we asked you, like, if you have two yourselves, you put the dough together, they're not going to have a shit pot. So you wouldn't say that that can start them to make the shear and the chetza.
That's right.
Because you say the chetza goes by, what's called the stand of the chetza is the bias. And then
right.
you have to ask, is this chetza kashir or not? then you see that the balas of anachri doesn't count.
That's good. In other words, insofar as din chal is concerned, the bilus of the nachri doesn't count.
So
it's separate. It's like a separate entity.
Right.
So it's a separate entity. So vis-a-vis the guys, vis-a-vis the shem halah, it's a separate entity. So the only thing is that the Yisrael, if he has a shear, so then the only question is that maybe his bilus, since it's involved in a vehicle of shutfis, should be putter. So the answer is no, doesn't matter. So it makes sense, you're right. Makes perfect sense. Because this is a chala, this is a mitzvah chala, so the guy's is machalik. It's like it's an alien entity to him. So it's machalic, so it's a different entity. But this is the Israel, it's an entity. But the so that's why he must have the shear in that Israel because of his entity. But that entity that he owns is involved in a vehicle of shutfis. So if shutfis would be a pot there, so we would pot there. Works out nicely.
Right.
If there are many Yisraelim and there's one Nachri, why does each Yisrael need a chelek in it?
What?
If there are many Yisraelim and one Nachri, why does each Yisrael need a chelek in it? In the chala.
Is that the halacha?
Yeah, that's the halacha. It says chelek v'cholacha becha.
Maybe
he needs
to know
the
Nachri.
Oh, no.
No,
it's a good question. Right, let's say there are many Yisraelim and one Nachri. Would each Yisrael need a chelek in the challah, or only enough for one, basically, and the Nachri would have his chelek? Or at least, would each one need a chelek, or could it even start?
Let's see if you don't.
You can start
the
Yisrael
until
this year.
That the 10 Yisraelim would be 1 year.
That's another nachkamim between where Chaim is learning and Minchas Chinuch. According to Minchas Chinuch, it would seem like each one would need their own shear.
Right. Now, according to Minchas Chinuch?
Yeah, whenever you say...
Doesn't Minchas Chinuch maintain it so that once you have shutfis, it's impossible to have a shear l'chol
ha'vechol? I know, but in the case of... But whenever you... Yeah, but in the case of, say, the nachkamim, where you split it up,
now he does it.
I mean, maybe he just holds that special case.
I mean, how do Minchas Chinuch learn that case?
Right. I mean, maybe he just holds that different than the general case of Kol HaVeachad. But whenever the three Minchas Chinuch required to share Kol HaVeachad, each individual has to have that ownership, that amount of ownership.
Mm-hmm. Each individual has to have that amount of ownership?
Like by Rish Tagish, when we split it up, it's because we're looking at each individual separately. So each individual had to have that shear.
Well, by Rish Tagish, he holds that shutfis not p'turim.
Right, and we just look at the Yechidim, everybody's a boss of Yechidim, and they're high because they have that amount of Shmamon in the family. They have that amount of the guy with the Yechid owns that amount.
Okay, so you want to do something tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right, so let's... If you want to do that one in Perek, I don't know who's editing these tapes, but you better do a good job. Try not to put in too much of the shock with a tire in this year. Because otherwise it's going to be very, very confusing. You know what I mean? Just try to stick to the main line of their plan. just the main idea. I would stick to the main idea that to have Minchas Chinuch looked at the impossibility, the Rav Chaim, that point, and then just go straight through. But I would take out all the other little cash, otherwise it would be totally confusing.
Okay.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.